Question comes to my mind. Have you ever gone someplace that other people rave about and hated it? Have you ever wondered what all the fuss is about when somebody tells you something wonderful and incredible about some place? I think we've probably all experienced that. It just, you know, there are people that go to the Grand Canyon and say it's a big hole. And others look at it as something just phenomenal in all of that. I had had that experience here the last couple of weeks. And from my perspective on that, folks had told me how, you know, really wonderful and beautiful that 48th state was and is. And I was kind of on the fence about it until day one. And the half was not told as to the beauty in that particular part of the world. It is much more than you can describe. It is an indescribable place. Not unimaginable, but indescribable. And I think that's why people can't describe it, and so they use superlatives to talk about it. And then when you see it yourself and experience that, then it becomes that same problem of trying to describe it in such a way that others can appreciate it, and it's very difficult to do so. We have that same issue and that same problem biblically with the biblical record. We have things that are told to us about things, and we have all kinds of superlatives that are given there, but we have a very difficult time making it our own. And I found myself on the first day overlooking a vista there, and a song came to my mind, and it was one that folks in West Virginia had commandeered years ago, and the song is, you know, Almost Heaven, and they put West Virginia in there, John Denver song. And that song came to my mind. I've been to West Virginia, and I've seen those vistas, and now these that I'm looking at, that song came to my mind. My goodness, it's just almost that. And so during my time, during those few days that we had there in a lot of different locations, I just, and the solitude, there's no people to interrupt, no people to bother you. It may be 30, 40 minutes on the road before you meet a car on a major highway there. And so there's nobody to interrupt you, and there's no houses all along the way. It's just miles and miles of nothing. And then you show up in what is called a town, and there's a couple of shacks and a whole bunch of heavy equipment. Whole bunch of heavy equipment, more heavy equipment than I've ever seen in my born days. You can have a 10-by-10 shack and a ute. I'm talking about a coal truck sitting out in the yard of this thing with a D7 or a D9 dozer in the backyard and a crane over to one side. And it's just heavy equipment everywhere. So as I got to looking at all of this, there was a lot of scripture that came to my mind. And what I just told you about the song that came into my mind, Almost Heaven, it was about it's heaven. When I was thinking about seeing this and this unfold, and how it's like an accordion. It just keeps going and going and going. And the further you peel it back, the more you see and the more there is and the more detail that is there. And it's uninterrupted. It's not trashy, no roads everywhere, no nothing but just what God put there. And I just began to think about heaven and think about certain passages as I began to look at that, and it drew my mind to, you know, things like, even in John 14, me thinking about God preparing a place for us, and how, you know, this land was just, you know, it was not accidentally put here. This was a preparation, a plan that God had. And I got to thinking about the plans that he has for us and the preparations that he's made for us. And, you know, the promises that He's given us of some place beyond this place. And I think that we ought to revisit heaven often. We ought to revisit what Scripture says about heaven and what he's laid out ahead of us. Because I tell you this, you know, we get hung up on what's before us. We get hung up on the things that are going to be here tomorrow and the next day and next week and the things we dread and the dark times and maybe even the troublous things that we're going through here. And what we neglect and what we forget is that no matter how long we live here, it's just a sliver. It's a sliver of an atomic particle in time, in eternity. And we let the trouble and we let the darkness sometimes engulf us and overtake us and make us angry about the things that, you know, that are going on and connecting in our life. Instead of looking beyond that to understand what God has for us and what He has in His mind for us. And the rewards that He has for us in the beyond this sliver of nothingness that we live in and take up just zero gigabytes in God's timing, you know, and so we focus on this little sliver rather than what is there for us and what He's promised us and what He's preparing for us and what he's can't wait to show us, what He can't wait to show us. I got to thinking about that Casey man. He showed up, and when he showed up, the first thing was, "Come on, let's go." And I followed him for 5 days through the wilderness, and him just over this hill, and then we'd get over that hill, and we'd unhook and get on the four wheeler, and said, "Now we're going to go over that hill." And so we just going and going and going, and him just being so excited about what he wanted to show and getting off and look at this plant. Get under here and take it now. Look at that and smell. Now get up in here and look over here and watch this. And do you hear that? You hear that sound? You hear that river? And there's a gold mine right over here. We're going to go see this gold mine over here. And just the excitement of showing something new to somebody. And I'm sure I look like a kid too with my eyes real wide looking at different things in there. And that's heaven. It's out in front of us. It's new. Revelation chapter 21 talks about a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. You know that new Jerusalem is the capital of heaven. I want you to notice that new Jerusalem is not all of heaven. It is coming down out of heaven. There's more to heaven than just the new Jerusalem. Okay? And so the capital city is going to come down out of heaven, that new Jerusalem. It is new. It is fresh. It is vibrant. It is new every day. It is never the same. There's never going to be two minutes that are the same when we get to that place. Never be 2 minutes that will ever be the same because everything is new. And every time we top one rise, there's going to be another rise. And every time we get down into a valley, there's going to be a crack going to someplace else. This is what makes heaven heaven. How do I know that? Because James chapter 1 tells me. James chapter 1 tells me in, let me get there before I spout out a verse. James chapter 1, looking at verse 17. And James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And what he's talking about here is those good gifts coming. Well, let me give you one more. Psalm 16. In Psalm 16, let's hook them up together. Psalm 16 and verse 11. The psalmist says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." There are pleasures forevermore, the joy. And so we talk about the shadow of turning and no variableness with the Lord. What does that mean? It's like today, you know, we turn on an axis. And as we revolve around the sun, we turn on that axis, and about half the day, it's dark. That darkness is not going to be there in heaven, you see. There's no variableness. There's no shadow of turning with God. It is new. It is fresh. There are joys and pleasures forevermore. One of the problems that we had going up into there is the daylight. Just daylight all the time. And so for 2 days, I didn't sleep because everything was messed up biologically with all of that. And so, and we, you know, flew for a whole day, stayed up into the night that night. Just 2 days, really didn't sleep for those 2 days. And it was just like trying to, okay, it's sunlight. We should be looking at something. There's new to see. There's more to see. Let's go see. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Finally, after 2 days, it's like, I'm dying with all of this. And even when it gets dark, it's only dark, like you can still see half a mile in the dark out there. It's not really dark. It's just kind of a twilight looking thing with all of that. And so very small shadow of turning there. But the problem is that the body can't take it now. I can't stay up all the time and see the new and press on into the new and look at the new and absorb the new and all of that sort of thing. But what he's saying here is that with him there is none of this, and there's joy and pleasure forevermore. And so when we're going to get beyond that barrier in a place called heaven, that this frail thing that we're living in now isn't going to need to sleep. And it's not going to need to be refreshed, and it's not going to need any of that. And there won't be any darkness, and there will always be perpetual joy and pleasures to look for and keep moving towards, and new things to see and new things to experience. And if you think this last moment was something awesome, wait for the next minute, because it's going to be like, boom, here it is again. And then the next minute is like, kabunga, man, there's another one right there. And so year after year, and 10,000s of years after 10,000s of years, and nothing is going to be old. It's all new and fresh and vibrant with all of this. So, Revelation 21 says that the old earth and the old heaven are going to pass away. Verse 1. It says the new Jerusalem is going to come down out of heaven. The old is going to pass away. We've been given a promise on that. Listen, everything out here that God created, man turned into something else. He's messed with everything that God's created. And everything that God has created has been tainted by sin. Been tainted by it. It can't stand. It can't stay. And so we know that it's going to melt away with a fervent heat, and God's going to burn it up. He's going to burn up everything that sin has touched. And that's everything that has been created, you see. And so those things are living, but guess what comes out? There's places that the Creator Creator has in abeyance. These are things that were created for our learning, our edification, our advancement, and such as that. But the uncreated things are the things that are not been touched by sin, and these are the places we're going to get to explore. These are the places and the vistas and the next rise and the next ridge that we're going to get to look at and get to experience and be a part of, the uncreated things that God has held back during that time. And so all of these things just kind of reminded me of these things that Scripture tell us about Him and who He is and, you know, what we have out in front of us and why we ought not to be so hung up on the sliver that we're living in all of this, and that we ought not to get discouraged, ought not to get down about the things that are happening here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's just a sliver. It's a it's a small particle in a proton of some kind that if you want to look at it in the big picture of everything that is there. And so there's pleasure forevermore out in front of us. We ought to live with a heavenly mindset. Live with a heavenly mindset. Look at things fresh and new every chance that we get and every day that God gives us. Man, He gives us a fresh lease on life every morning, and we get another opportunity to be about His business and to see what He's put here for us in its fallen state and in its falling state. And there's so much here that is beautiful in its falling state, in this fallen world. So much beauty. When I read Genesis chapter 1 and it talks about creation and it talks about different things that are taking place there, some of the language in there tells me that what He put here was a cutting out of heaven. was a cutting out of heaven. Took a cutting of some stuff in heaven and put it here as a creation. I can't wait to see what that was a cutting off of. To go see where that cutting came from. It's not like that. It is like kind, but it ain't nothing like what it came from. And so I want to see the places and see the people. I mean, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 tells us that when we get there, we're going to get to pick the Old Testament saints' brains, if we want to. And we're going to get to pick Paul's mind. The New Testament, the church age saints are in there, tells us that these are the people that are going to inhabit this place. And so, man, heaven is going to be, man, I don't have to shoot at it. I've got it. What I have to understand is, and we have to get the mentality of, is that we're visitors. We enjoy the visit. Enjoy the visit while we have it here. But we're visitors here. This is not our home. We say that, but we don't really get that. This ain't my home. And my home is something incredible and amazing. And when I think about it being more incredible and amazing than things I've seen, not just Alaska, but things that I've seen on this planet, I can't imagine it. I can imagine it to a degree. But then when you get outside the physical realm, get into the metaphysical realm of all of this too, and even into the particulate level that we're going to be able to experience during those days, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind every day, multiple times a day. That's what makes heaven heaven, because it can't be boring. It cannot be dull. It cannot be same old story. It can't be dark. It can't be troublous. It has to be high energy, straightforward, and new. You see, that's what it is in our life right now. We are always looking for something new. We're always looking for something new. We want a new car. We want a new coat. We want new something. We're always looking for something new because it gives us joy to have something new. We get pleasure out of that something new, but it's only for a short time. And the new car smell goes away. And then you buy the placard and put it on the mirror, and it goes away in a month. And then you're perpetually trying to put the new car smell back in your old car. And we always want the new. And God knows that because that's how He kind of wired us up. And so when we leave out of this place, we're going to be searching for that new, and it's going to be there. It's going to be there. It's a learning experience that we're going to have in a place called heaven. Heaven is indescribable. It is not unimaginable, but it is indescribable. And I, for one, am ready, I believe, to make the trip.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I have not seen or heard.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. So, be a little heavenly minded. Think about the things of heaven when you're feeling pressed upon, or like, you might want to be trying to give up, or think about, is it worth it, or whatever. It's a sliver you're living. It's a sliver you're living. And is it worth it? Say it with me. Yes, it's worth it. It'll be worth it all when we see Him face to face. Amen. So be a little heavenly minded this week. Think about the things of heaven and let the things of earth grow strangely dim for a short time. Amen.